Welcome to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast, where it's all about getting real around all things coaching.
And what we know for sure is that what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one's really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
What are you laughing at?
Just because.
All right, let's do this. So, Karen.
Sam and Nick are brothers.
Oh my God, you guys. So you have to allow me to tell this quick story before we go into today's topic. So we're talking about what we're going to talk about. And Karen says, I'm going to talk about
Sam and Nick are brothers.
I'm like, Sam and Nick are brothers. I'm like, what is that? Like, what, like, how do you spell that? I didn't know if it was a methodology. I didn't know if it was a title of something. And I just realized it was her Jersey Girl fast cadence of speaking coming out as in one big long word.
And the big long word, if we break it down, are Sam and Nick are brothers.
So based on that, today, let's get it going, Karen.
All right, so what we're going to talk about is we're going to talk about growth mindset and we're going to talk about fixed mindset. So if you think about this really, just really quick, you know, Carol Dweck was fascinated years and years ago by how some children actually face challenges and failures. And other kids just kind of sat in the corner. And she's a psychologist, Stanford. But big thing here is about she identified these two core mindsets or beliefs about your traits and about how people approach life and challenges. With a fixed mindset, right, the ability that your beliefs are carved in stone, predetermined at birth. Growth mindset is a belief that your skills and your qualities can be cultivated through effort and perseverance. And that's where this fix and this growth mindset actually came in. So when we were doing our research, I found this website and this guy, Trevor, I forgot what his last name is, but he told this story, which I thought was great to talk about a little bit about the fix and the growth mindset. So Sam and Nick are brothers. And Sam and Nick are also tigers. So they were separated at birth, and Sam went to live at a zoo, right? So he kind of chilled out, went to live in a zoo, and he spent most of his time in a cage at the zoo. So every day, the zookeeper is going to bring him food. The zookeeper is going to bring him water. And for the most part, every day was the same. Things were done for him. It was really easy. It was safe. He learned a bunch of tricks. Great. Like he can hop through a hula hoop, right? Who knows? Maybe like an exciting day, he hopped through the hula hoop with it on fire. I don't really know. But on the other hand, Sam's brother, Nick, was growing up in the jungle. So when Nick was hungry, he had a hunt. When he was thirsty, he had to find water. So for Nick, nothing was done for him, right? No 2 days were the same. Things sometimes could be a little bit hard, but they were random. And you know what? Sometimes it was dangerous because why? He was in the wild. So even though it wasn't always easy, he learned to adapt. He learned to face challenges. He learned to take care of himself. And the big thing here is that it's like right there with Sam and Nick. Like if you were to sit here and take Sam and throw him out in the wild after being cultivated that way with that fixed kind of life that he had, he'd probably get eaten, right? On the other hand, you wouldn't sit here and put Nick in a zoo. He'd be bored out of his mind, right? Although he'd be able to survive, he'd probably be really, really bored, but really, really bored. But the thing here about these two tigers, Sam and Nick, our brothers, this wasn't about their genes. It wasn't about their natural abilities. The only two difference, right, is the way these two tigers were trained, the way they were developed. One's approach was easy and safe and repetitive. The other's was random and challenging and sometimes really, really hard. So what we need to do is we need to ask ourselves sometimes, you know, are you inside a cage, right? Why do you shy away from that random? Why do you shy away from the challenges? And thinking about the growth mindset and the fixed mindset, it's really understanding, like, if you're going to sit in a cage, there's not a whole lot of growth that's actually happening. Because if you think about that, you know, how do you go, you know, how do you go from a cage to the wild? you can't. Like, you got to start to change the way you're thinking to go from that fixed mindset to that growth mindset.
All I am trying to visualize is Sam hopping through a hula hoop as a four-legged tiger.
As opposed to what?
I don't know. Jumping, soaring, leaping. The hopping, I'm still on that image. And now all the listeners are too. You know, it's interesting, Kara, because, you know, a lot of times people are like, oh, I have such a growth mindset. I'm so open. That fixed mindset, that's other people. And other people are so closed and they're not thinking, but I have the growth. And the truth is that sometimes we do and sometimes we don't. If you really sat down and made a list and said, where do I have a growth mindset? And how would I know? That would be an interesting exercise. And then what topics do I have a closed mindset about, a fixed mindset about, and how do I know? And I think a fixed mindset is almost, could even be a conviction. You can have a fixed mindset around something positive that you want in life, but if you think there's only one way to get there, there's only one way to achieve it, then it's a fixed mindset going towards your goal. So I just say this because I think that we try to lump ourselves. Sure, we could maybe be skewed towards one mindset or the other, but if you really broke things down, which one would you be more of? And what kinds of topics trigger a growth mindset? And what kinds of topics trigger a fixed mindset?
Well, you know, that's interesting that you brought that up, because when I was doing some of the research, it was a newer edition of Carol Dweck's book, The Mindset, the New Psychology of Success. And she talked about actually a false growth mindset. And so it's a false growth mindset. Am I talking Jersey for you?
No, I got that one. I did have a little look on my face. That's why she had to repeat it. But false.
But what it was the growth mindset became so popular. What educators were doing was they were just trying to say that, okay, let's put forth effort, and that a teacher is going to help foster growth in kids' mindsets by just telling them to try harder. And that's not it, right? So great, hey, let's give a kid a trophy or whatever for making an effort, but that's not going to promote a growth mindset to just try harder. It's much more complicated than that.
I sort of think of it as, how do we shift? And we could help our clients shift, ourselves shifts, family members, whatever it is. But how do you shift from conviction to curiosity? You like that?
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So conviction is, I have conviction about my way to get from A to B. I have conviction about this topic. I have conviction about these people. I have conviction about even what I believe in and what I stand for, right? So again, it's interesting because sometimes that we are so fixed about are things we're very passionate about. But imagine how we could actually strengthen our beliefs and what we know to be true for ourselves if we approached it with a growth mindset. So it's shifting from conviction to curiosity. What could be different? How would you approach it different? What questions would you ask? So we're going to have a super great time exploring this whole topic throughout the month. And so stay tuned, because we're going to talk about the different mindset versus the key ingredients, and really how to open it up so you even have more of a growth mindset than you maybe even realized.
All right, let's wrap it up with Sam and Nick are brothers.
Sam and Nick are brothers.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Coaching Edge podcast. Craving more in-depth discussions? Check out the Get Real Inner Circle with our no BS in crowd of coaches.
Join live coaching discussions, breakdowns of coaching calls, and have some fun while you're at it.
You're going to want to go to kickstartyouredge.com/innercircle. It's time to get real.